Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you again for today and the gifts that you have given to us, the gift of faith and mercy and promise that you will be with us always. Bless us now as we hear and are confident in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We have so much to be thankful for. What a blessed day. Moms, happy Mother's Day. Thanks for being here today. Most importantly, thank you for choosing life. Thank you for giving birth to your children. Thank you for raising them in the church and continuing to give them the gift of faith that God has given to you and then to them in the waters of baptism. A very blessed Mother's Day to you as you continue to love and to cherish those that you have given birth to. I pray that somebody pampers you today, that there are no dishes involved and no cooking involved, and that they will continue to pamper you as we go forward in the future. A great day of celebration, but not only because it's Mother's Day, because today we celebrate with our graduates. The quilts that are here were started in their confirmation and finished, and now go with them in their graduation. A new start for the day. A new chapter unfolding as graduation comes, and moving, and college. And all of those exciting things are there. A great celebration. And not only here, but in the second service, we have four of our youth who today will be confirmed in the Christian faith and receive the very gifts of Jesus' body and blood in with and under the bread and wine as he promised. Not only that, it's Easter. And here we celebrate with those great words, Christ is risen. Christ is risen from the dead. Every sin of yours that should condemn you has been taken away, atoned for, forgiven by Christ on the cross, and you are holy. And not only that, as he rose again on the third day, he promised to you that you, dear child of God, death cannot hold you, and you will rise to be with him. If that isn't enough to celebrate, I don't know what is. What a great day of celebration. For some. Not for all. This day, Mother's Day, for some, is a very sad day. A day when they're reminded that the gift of children has not been given to them. A day when they're reminded, and maybe even families are reminded, that they have a child waiting for them in heaven because of stillborn or miscarriage or accident. Sometimes the day, this day, Mother's Day, it's not always an easy day. As they recognize their own sin and realize that the child is in heaven because they chose abortion instead of life. You see, the day isn't always a day of celebration. It isn't a celebration day for all people. Sometimes for our graduates, the GPA didn't meet the expectations. The tests they have taken haven't quite gotten to the level that they hoped for. The scholarships didn't come. The acceptance letter never showed up. It's not always a day of celebration. The hopes and dreams of our confirmands, they'll be confessing today with boldness that they will believe this Christian faith even to the point of death. And the unfortunate part about that is in our world today, being persecuted because of your faith, even having your life put on the line because of your faith, even right here in Western South Dakota, that's a reality, and that's not easy to deal with. This morning, we hear the words from the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah in the book of Lamentations, and Jeremiah writes this, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." That is the great hope that we have. That's the promise that in the midst of our great celebrations like today, and on the days when we wonder if the faith is real, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, the hope and the promise of the faith that God has given to us is new every morning. A promise for you, a great promise. And as we celebrate these promises, we see God's mercy. He promises, Jeremiah promises us that the mercies of the Lord never come to an end. And we see that mercy on the cross. where Jesus himself would die in your place, more so, give up his life for you. Lay down his life, for you, dear child of God, would be holy and there would be nothing that the devil could accuse you of. That's God's mercy. Loving you when you were unlovable. Loving you to the point of bringing you back and making you holy again. The mercies of the Lord never come to an end. We see God's mercy as Jesus rises for us, and we know that just as certainly on that Easter Sunday when Jesus was not in the tomb, but was risen from the dead, that is the hope that waits for us. And you see, that's not dependent on the day you're having today, or tomorrow, or next week. It's not dependent on every day being a great celebration, or living years through depression and anxiety. The promise is yours. Christ has risen from the dead. He has given you his mercy. He has risen, and that is your great hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. We see his mercy this morning in Christian moms and dads and households and families continuing to work with their kids, continuing to teach them the Christian faith, continuing to help them do their confirmation homework, continuing to wake them up when they don't want to be awoken and bring them to church. The steadfast love of the Lord never ends. And he continues to give you patience with your family as you bring them here and as God gives them his good gifts. But what do we do when God's mercy is not clear? It's easy today, celebrating confirmation and graduation and Easter Sunday and all the great things. It's easy to see the mercy today. It's easy to be excited today. But what happens when God's will is hidden? What happens when things aren't as joyful? Listen to the collective cries of God's people penned by the prophet Jeremiah as he laments. He has made my teeth grind on the gravel and made me cower in ashes. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say, my endurance has perished. So has my hope from the Lord. That does not sound like a good day. That's where God's people have been so many times, lamenting the situation they're in, wondering if there's faith, wondering if there's a future, if there can be hope. But as we continue to read through Lamentations, especially chapter 3, where Jeremiah pours out the heart of all of God's people, listen to the great mercy and the great gospel that's in Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. That's God's confession, God's promise to us. Our response, as penned by Jeremiah, great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion and my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Our prayer every day is that prayer for mercy, that prayer that we sang at the beginning of the service called the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me this day when I don't understand why you've put me in this situation. And we cry out in mercy and our Lord answers, because the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Jeremiah continues as he writes, the Lord is good to those who wait for him. To the soul who seeks him, it is good that one should wait quietly. The day of suffering will come, unfortunately. Today, as we celebrate, we take great joy in all of the things that God has promised and given. But they won't always be like today. There will be days of suffering and sadness and sorrow. But even in the midst of those, we hear God's word, the Lord will not cast off forever. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly. St. Paul writes in Romans that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces hope. And that's what we have, even in the midst of our lamenting. Even in the midst of the bad days is hope. Because the steadfast love of the Lord never ends. Through the prophet, as he writes, he continues to say, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion. That's the promise from our Savior to you, that in the midst of your grief, when you can't see the end, there is compassion waiting. There is forgiveness. There is peace. And there is an end to the suffering. When times are good and joyful, we can see clearly the love of our Lord. We can see His promises to us clearly on the empty cross and the empty grave, that your sins, dear child of God, are forgiven, and God has loved you to death and to life again. We see the great joy of our Lord when things are good on confirmation and graduation Sunday. We see them clearly. But what do we do when we don't see them clearly? Then we cling. Then we hold on to the promises that God has given to you in your baptism. When we don't have anything else left, we hold to the promises of God. And like we said to the kids in the children's message, it's not about you holding. It's about God holding you in His hand. You don't have to have the strength to hold on. He holds you in your weakness. He holds you in your bad days. He never leaves you, never forsakes you, always has you in His hand, always working the good for you. Jeremiah writes, I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of the pit, and you heard my plea. That's hope. That's the mercy of the Lord. That's the steadfast love of the Lord that never ceases. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And we cling to those promises. Today's Mother's Day, graduation day, confirmation day, Easter celebration. What great gifts God has given us today as we see His love and His mercy with great joy and happiness. He created you in your mother's womb. He watched over you and birthed you safely into the world. He gave you a Christian family and raised you in the faith. What great gifts. Brought you to the waters of holy baptism where God marked you as His own and promised you are His child and He will never leave you, never let you suffer without hope in the promise that He's there. Easy to see the love of our Lord today. But today's one of those mountaintop days. Tomorrow might just be an ordinary day, just a regular day where it's not quite as easy to see God's mercy. And next week or next month or next year, you might be at the very bottom of those things, wondering if God even exists. Hear His word from the prophet Jeremiah. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. When you can't see those great promises of God, run to where those promises are. Run to His very body and blood in the sacrament where Jesus promises to be with you and strengthen your faith. Be in His word where He preaches and teaches you and strengthens your faith. Remember your baptism, where God claimed you as His own and made these promises to you. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. There are no promises like that in this world, but this one will sustain you till eternal life. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.